Hello everyone, happy Friday from Radio Row here at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. We're going to be hearing from some of the players in just a bit. I'm Coy Wire, welcome to CNN 10, where I simply tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Your 10 minutes of news starts right now. We're starting today with a new artificial intelligence model that's disrupting the technology industry. A powerful and efficient AI model developed by a year-old Chinese startup company called DeepSeek is proving it can nearly match the capabilities of its more famous U.S. rivals like OpenAI's GPT-4, Meta's Llama, and Google's Gemini. And it's doing it all at a fraction of the cost. The company says it spent just $5.6 million powering its base AI model called R1, while its U.S. rivals spent hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, on powering their AI technologies. What's also raising eyebrows is that the U.S. has restricted the supply of supercharged computer chips that power AI to China, meaning DeepSeek has supposedly able to achieve this at a low-cost model on less capable AI chips. AI is a power-hungry, cost-intensive technology. Last year, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, said the industry would need trillions of dollars from investors to develop the in-demand chips needed to power the data centers that run the complex AI models. R1's release is now changing the industry's understanding of how much investment is needed in AI. The DeepSeek app has surged on the App Store charts, surpassing ChatGPT with millions of downloads. And it shook up Wall Street, sending stocks for the leading supplier of AI chips and other tech companies plunging earlier in the week. CNN's Brian Todd spoke to experts who weigh in on how much of a threat DeepSeek could pose to years of progress in U.S. AI leadership.
A blockbuster reveal showing that China could be closing the gap with the U.S. in the development of artificial intelligence. A Chinese startup company called DeepSeek has shown off a striking new development, an AI program called R1, which DeepSeek says has very similar capabilities to ChatGPT, the AI model developed by the American tech giant OpenAI.
It basically was about as good, and in a couple of cases maybe a little bit better, and that's impressive because it's out of nowhere.
But here's the rub. The Chinese company says it only spent $5.6 million training its AI program, compared to the hundreds of millions, and in some cases billions of dollars, that American companies OpenAI, Meta, and Google spent on their AI technologies.
It's about 30 times cheaper than the top U.S. models.
And that news jarred Wall Street. Tech giants like Nvidia, a top supplier of AI chips, have taken a beating, as did Google's parent company, Alphabet. For those not familiar with AI, models like ChatGPT are programs that can answer almost any question you have, based on having read millions of pages on the internet. George Washington University professor Jeffrey Ding, who's researched China's AI programs for about 8 years, challenged the new Chinese program with about 6 probing questions, similar to the way he challenged OpenAI's ChatGPT. The resulting answers, he said,
the first 3 are about the same as what OpenAI came up with.
We asked Ding a key question.
How has China been able to do this so cheaply and be almost as good, it seems?
Essentially, they've found a way to get better performance without throwing more and more computing resources at the problem, training efficient and smaller models that require less computing power to train.
And China's done this without access to the latest high-tech computer chips, which the U.S. has banned from being exported to China. But one analyst is a bit skeptical, saying we're taking DeepSeek's word for it that it's doing all this much cheaper than its American competitors.
We don't know that that is true. We have not verified it yet. We don't know enough details.
And Lance Ulanoff says there are things American AI programs can do that DeepSeek's R1 can't.
One of the hallmarks of some of the best AIs is that they can do more than just respond to text prompts. Things like Google Gemini, you can have an audio conversation, or you can show it a picture or live video and ask it about it. Now, that's something that DeepSeek R1 cannot yet do.
Professor Jeffrey Ding says one key barometer to watch for in DeepSeek R1's future is what it's used most for, whether it's used primarily as an office assistant and productivity type tool, or possibly for other things like maybe a source of news, in which case, he says, it could encounter a lot more resistance from entities like the U.S. government.
Pop quiz, hot shot, roughly how long does it take for a baby chick to hatch from an egg? 7 days, 21, 30, or 90 days? If you said 21, way to get her done. That's the incubation period for chicken eggs, which is when a hen will sit on the eggs for most of that time. For almost 2 years, you may have noticed that egg prices have skyrocketed, and it's become a trending topic that hasn't gone over easy with consumers. Inflation and avian flu among chicken flocks in the U.S. are expected to make egg prices increase 20% this year, making some shoppers scramble for other breakfast food options. I'm going to let our Brian Todd further break down how eggs got so pricey and how people in businesses are reacting.
A brazen heist reflects the desperation over eggs in the U.S. Authorities in southern Pennsylvania investigating the theft of about 100,000 eggs from the back of a truck at this distribution center. The take, worth an estimated $40,000. It comes as eggs are in much shorter supply and prices are spiking. At Waffle Houses across the country, the menus now say there'll be a temporary 50-cent surcharge for every egg you order, a tough hit since eggs are Waffle House's most ordered item. At grocery stores across the country, shoppers are frustrated. The price of eggs spiked 2 years ago and is now spiking again, jumping 50 cents per dozen just between November and December. And in some places, eggs aren't available at all.
I went in and by God, they had everything but eggs.
The main culprit, a devastating outbreak of avian flu across much of the U.S., egg-laying hens having to be culled by the millions.
Just in the last year alone, we've had to euthanize more than 40 million birds, and we started this year by euthanizing an additional 15 million birds because of this deadly virus. It's absolutely devastating.
Also, strong consumer demand has fueled the shortage and the price spikes. The demand for eggs typically higher during the holiday season. But the reality, analysts say, is that the egg crisis is something no president can really control.
It's not President Biden's fault. It's not President Trump's fault. You know, it's what's going on in the industry and a virus.
And according to the Department of Agriculture, we'll have to endure spiking egg prices for a while longer. They're expected to increase another 20% this year.
Today, we are giving a 10 out of 10 to some of those Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs who will be going toe-to-toe in the Super Bowl on Sunday. These NFL players, they have almost superhuman athletic talent to make it to this sport's biggest stage. But I wanted to go inside the minds of these athletes and learn a bit of a lighter side of them. Check it out.
All right, any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? No. I ain't got no hidden talent. I do got a twin sister, if you that.
I like to make beats, man. That's what I do. So, yeah, I make beats.
Like not the root vegetable, but like music.
No, yeah, music.
I'm decent at golf. I wouldn't say I'm overly
talented. Like hot butter legit golf.
Like legit golf. I'm decent. I'm like a 10 handicap.
I shoot pool well. I shoot well. And you can say I'm a good bowler.
I can draw relatively well. I love drawing. It's not like going into a gallery. Like, it's not getting sold for hundreds of millions of dollars, but like, it can maybe like catch a couple thousand.
I can sing.
Oh, can we get a little rip?
No, you can't pay me.
All right, before we head into the weekend, we have a special shout-out for all the Wolverines. Miss Pollock's class at Whitman Middle School in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, thank you for making us part of your day. And to Mr. Sassina and all our friends at Murray Ave School in New York, rise up. We see you, Isla. Cue that Friday music, Nadir. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. Go on out. Make someone smile. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.